pot again.
And pour the...
And all that.
Broadcasting live in downtown Rice Lake, Wisconsin, you're logged on and listening to After Hours Radio.
Radio on Dirty Chai Radio. Name's Ryan Quinn. Thanks for joining me here in the Dirty Chai studio on a Sunday evening. It's a Sunday, and I'm so happy to be here with you. Hopefully, your weekend went well. Mine was all right. Did a little bit of hanging out over at a place in Cameron, a tavern resort place, and had a good time over there. And, you know, it just made me miss summers growing up on the lake. I didn't necessarily grow up on the lake, per se, but my best friend did, and she owned a hotel and motel resort thing on the lake, and so we had to go over there and hang out and carry on pontooning and what have you. They had a little boat called, it was called a mouse, because it was like, you know, boat sizes, it was like the size of a mouse, relatively speaking. And it looked like a mouse, like just all little and cute. And like, here's the thing, we started cruising around in it. We were like 13, 14 years old. and just a little boat, just a little boat. And we'd get going in circles and making a wake, and then jumping over the wake, and you know, get a little bit of air, and foolish, yeah, sure. But we had life jackets most of the time, at least in the boat, and you know, we could have two people in there, and it would still get a little bit of air. But then as we got older and, you know, bigger, that typically happens when you get a little bit older. You tend to grow a little bit. And so eventually with two people and then eventually with only one person in it even, it didn't go very fast at all. Like, it was a kid's boat, kind of. You probably don't want to, I mean, we were 14, 13, 14 years old driving the boat by ourselves, but there's some inherent risk in that, I suppose. But we turned out fine, didn't we? We did. And I guess hanging out there this weekend over there in Cameron kind of reminded me of that, because people were all rolling up in their pontoons and having a good time. And they had some live music over there. Timothy Eister from Illinois. Got to chat with him a little bit. And apparently, they're going to have live music each and every weekend. The name of the place is Wolf's Den Tavern and Resort. Over there in Cameron. It's on the Chautauqua chain of lakes, but it's technically, I think it's a Stanley address is what I heard, but Cameron, Wisconsin. So there's that. I guess that's a little bit about my weekend. It was a pretty good weekend. What did I do Friday? Oh, Caskmates played Friday night. I went and saw Caskmates. They played at The Bar. Put on a great show, as always. So definitely, if you get the chance to check them out, go and do so. They've got a ton of shows this summer. And, you know, it's going to pay to go, you know. Such a great performance. If you like funk, you like blues, like ska, rock, punk, they got it for you. They got it for you. Plus, I mean, that's their covers. Their originals are amazing. And we've played a few of their songs on the show here. Maybe we'll sneak one in tonight. Maybe we'll see if we can't work that out. Along with that, we've got a couple different things. Garbage dumps we'll talk about, and other things. Maybe sanitizer. It's good to be sanitized, right? Anyway, thanks for listening to After Hours Radio. You can find the podcast anywhere that you find your podcast, on all major streaming platforms. Deezer, Apple Music, Spotify, iHeartRadio, 30chiradio.com, and TuneIn, that's one. I think you can say, hey, Alexa. And, of course, follow the show on social media, After Hours Radio, WI, on Instagram, AH Radio, WI, on Twitter, and Facebook.com/AHRadioWI. A Certain Shade of Blue. This is Paper Twins on After Hours Radio.
There's a lot of colors, I don't know where to go. See a lot of colors, only feeling blue. There's a lot of colors, lost within a haze. Don't rely on others to get you through the maze. Dreams are not the same for me. Standing by the shore, while you're on the open sea, cannot take this anymore. There are a lot of voices drowning in the sea. There's too many voices talking back at me. There are a lot of choices waiting to be made. Too many choices making me afraid. Standing by
Don't forget to stalk us on Facebook and Twitter for exclusive content and information from the artists you love. After Hours Radio, your Sunday night just got better.
If you love me, let me hear you say my name, my name. If you love me, let me hear you, babe. Cause I wonder if you feel the same, same. Or just tell me if you feel the same. You don't need a
music taste out of Sucker Creek since 2011. After Hours Radio, alternatively entertaining.
We'll be right back. be brave. Is there anything good on the radio? Turn it up loud and let me know how we used to be before anyone heard of you and me. Ooh. I'm feeling good, I'm feeling great. Running out of town just to celebrate. But fortune's here to stay. A one-way ticket to a better day. A rocking chair and a glass of wine. In the shade of a tree and I'm feeling fine. There's not a lot to ask when life is going by so fast. One breath away. Step up and say,
After Hours Radio on Dirty Chai Radio. Name's Ryan Quinn. Good evening and welcome to the show. Here we are in the Dirty Chai studio. It's 71 and sunny still. I like this this temperature, but it seems awfully humid to me today. What are we at here? I might have this information readily available. It doesn't look like I do. But the wind is at 3 miles per hour, so there's that. But it feels, I don't know, like people were saying yesterday was humid. I didn't think yesterday was all that humid, but today has felt more humid. And I'm not a huge fan of the humidity. Seems like no matter what I do, I end up just sweating. Just really stupidly. And I'm not a fan of that. Some people don't mind. I mind. Did you notice this? That hula hoops have become a thing again. I, for one, love it. I've got some friends that they've been hula hooping as adults for what seems like years now. So they're like ahead of the curve. But now with TikTok and whatnot, hula hooping is becoming more and more popular again. And I think it's really neat. The weighted hula hoops have become a fitness trend on TikTok, and I've seen, like, trick hula hoopers. That's what pops up on, like, my Instagram stream. Is that what it is on Instagram? Is it a stream? The news feed? That news feed is Facebook. But the things that people can do with hula hooping, and you know, the different types of hula hooping videos, I don't necessarily search them out, but when they pop up, I usually watch them, and I don't mind. Some people I've seen, like, online, like, saying, what is this, 1958? When did why are hula hoops a thing again? But I, for one, I don't know. Hula hooping and hacky sacking, both of those things need to, you know, just kind of be mainstays all the time. Hula hooping and hacky sacking. Like, really? Get a group of people together and you just toss a sack back and forth with your foot? That doesn't sound so bad. I mean, why did that ever fall out of style to be... I mean, I know. What is this, 2002? But hacky sacking needs to make a comeback. And hula hooping needs to be a mainstay forever as well. It's just... it should be the way of the world. Like, think about that. People talk about a loss of a sense of community. Like, I don't know. If you had people gathering together in a circle playing hacky sack, maybe you'd feel a little more like a community again. It could happen. Just kind of, I don't know. Say, hey, dude, you want to catch my sack and see what happens? Like, maybe you'll get to, I mean, obviously they're going to say, what? What did you just say to me? I mean, yeah, and then you'll reach in your pocket and be like, hey, you want to catch my sack? Isn't that right, Cordell?
I'm sorry, excuse me. What did you just say to me?
Do you want to catch my sack?
Yeah, sure. I'll catch the sack.
Oh, good. Now you came in at the right time. Just kind of strolled into the Dirty Chai studio here.
That's my thing. Perfect timing, people, in case you haven't figured that out yet. Tooting my own horn.
Perfect timing. You walk in every time. Every time people are talking about sacks.
You're a funny guy.
Well, I mean, you set me up. So, I'm just clarifying, I suppose. Well, but anyway, welcome to the show, Cordell.
Hello. Thank you.
You haven't missed a whole lot. I got distracted with hula hoops because they've...
I was going to say, I think I heard we were talking about TikTok trends on here and hula hooping.
Yeah, there is a... like, hula hooping has kind of become popular again, and it kind of never really went away in my friend circle. Like, I've seen really neat hula hooping videos forever. People, like, moved to California and started doing hula hooping, and, like... I didn't talk to him, but I just watched their hula hooping videos.
Are they doing that, like, dance hula hooping?
Dance?
I've heard of these people actually, I met somebody one time, and they're like, yeah, I like the, I don't know what they call it, hula hoop dance or whatever, and I was like, what is that? And then she, like, showed me videos, and I was like, okay, that's actually pretty cool.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It looks pretty cool, and they, like, do this at, like, music festivals and stuff.
Yeah, that's kind of where when my friends started going to music festivals and things, they started picking up hula hooping as, like, an art form or a dance.
And that's what they were trying to teach us as kids, huh?
Yeah. We just got distracted with the swinging hips. But because of TikTok, weighted hula hoops, and I guess I don't know the difference between a regular hula hoop and a weighted hula hoop, but it's all the rage on TikTok, and that got me thinking about, you know, hacky sacking. Like, those two things just really need to be a mainstay.
Exactly.
Yeah. We've got more great ideas coming up here in the Dirty Chai studio on After Hours Radio. Stick around for them, won't you? In the meantime, I don't know, Cordell. We'll figure it out, I suppose, won't we?
We always do.
Broadcasting live in downtown Rice Lake, Wisconsin, you're logged on and listening to After Hours Radio.
Down, your drain now, your heart pounds.
Keeping your music taste out of Sucker Creek since 2011, After Hours Radio, alternatively entertaining.
Try to solve it, yeah. Me and you, what we do, it stays between me and you. Me and you, what we do, it stays between me and you. Me like that, cause you know I'll react. Don't make me do this, I feel so foolish. No, breaking rules, and that's facts. If your dude knew you was coming over, that would be a problem. If our friends knew undercover love, and they would try to solve it.
Radio. Name's Ryan Quinn. In the Dirty Chai studio with me this evening, we have Cordell. Hello, sir.
Hello. It's good to be here.
Yes. We've got, you can relive the moments anytime you wish to. Cordell, there's places to find things.
The always famous Deezer, iHeartRadio. You can shout out to your Alexa. Say, hey, Alexa, play After Hours Radio with Ryan Quinn. Apple, and of course, Spotify. And the best place of all, DirtyChaiRadio.com.
That is the best place of all, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So, Cordell.
Yes?
I'm sure that you've heard about the insane seller's market for real estate right now.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Yes.
My parents actually just sold their house recently.
They did? How did that process go, do you know? Was it
very quick.
I bet.
I think after the day that they put it up, they had like almost 10 people wanted to look at it already, and then I think it was gone within like a week.
Wow. Yeah. That's quite a turnaround.
Yeah, it's nuts, man.
it,
makes me wish I had something to sell.
right. I assume that everything in your parents' transaction was all on the up and up. Good people, you know? Good people. But here we have a couple kind of warning stories.
Oh, boy.
This comes to us from Ontario. And if you want a house...
Wait, hold on.
Yeah, what?
Before we get into this, Canada? Like, people are being assholes in Canada? I thought everyone was so Canada nice, eh?
But
sorry, if anybody from Canada does listen, I do like you. You sound awesome.
It's post-2020. People are allowed to do whatever they want to now.
Hey, that's fair.
Yeah. So we just have to learn that maybe stereotypes aren't always right. So here in Ontario, we have a seller could pressure you, you know, waive inspections and such. And this is a warning story not to waive those inspections.
That just sounds like a bad idea from the beginning if they're already asking.
Well, you know, the strange things have happened. I don't remember where I was reading about it, but I was reading about someone that bought two houses just so they could get one. Like, insane things are happening. Yeah, I don't know how that worked out. However, I got confused trying to figure out why that was more worth it.
However, but somebody pulled that off. Hey, congratulations to you.
Right. So maybe they asked for a lot more than just waiving the inspection, and they conceded and they waived the inspection. And a reminder: don't. This Ontario family did, and what they discovered was obviously some major problems. Any guess, Cordell, as to the price tag on the problems of the waived inspection?
I don't know.
Six figures worth of repairs.
Oof. When it comes to houses, though, that just doesn't surprise me, man. Like, they can add up.
Right. That's why you need that inspection.
Those are big price tags from the beginning.
And, you know, there's nothing wrong with buying a house as is, but you got to know what it is.
Exactly.
You got to know. So don't waive that inspection. And then here, there was another one from Ontario that happened recently that caught my attention. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they got burned on not doing the inspection.
Inspection again?
No, that was the first people. These people, well... It's good to get an idea of what the property is and has been. You know, a little history, perhaps.
Was it a morgue or something?
It was not a morgue. Oh. It was not a morgue. I don't know. Maybe a morgue would be a little more preferred, at least for me, than what happened to these fine folks.
Oh, boy.
I
would imagine that to... Well, no. I will not.
A couple things that worked against them here. They viewed the house when there was snow on the ground.
Oh, no.
So snow was covering things, and they didn't get the full scope of what the property may have looked like. Mm-hmm. And then when the snow melted, they didn't do a whole lot of background, it appears. Because when the snow melted, they discovered that the backyard was a garbage dump. Not just a little garbage either, like several feet deep, including construction materials.
Jeez.
And this is going to cost them close to $100,000 to get it all removed. So maybe don't waive that inspection again.
Yeah, come
again.
On, people.
and you know, again, if you know it's there and you're willing to
deal with it, then that's fine.
Yeah,
but
nothing wrong with that. You gotta know. Yeah. You gotta inspect.
I can't imagine a six-figure bill is something that you want to deal with after you just bought a new house.
Right, because I mean, you can factor it into the price of the house and get it all covered in the same loan.
Exactly.
But now you've just cleared the loans and the mortgage for the house.
Yeah.
And now you're going to go back and ask for another six-figure loan.
That ain't going to be happening.
No, and then you're going to have to restructure, refinance right away.
Yep.
And that's setting you up to fail. That's not good. So, buyer beware indeed. This is a seller's market. And sellers, please.
Don't be assholes.
Yeah, like what Cordell said. Please. There's If we could all just be honest all the way around, we'd all be a lot happier. Didn't we have enough stress last year?
No kidding.
Let's just cool it on things, huh? I mean, I'm not telling you not to get the full value of the house or what you can in a market like this, but be upfront.
Yeah.
Be upfront. Get a good price on the house. Get a great deal. Sell two if you can. But be upfront about what's going on. I mean, you know, I can see wanting two houses.
Yeah.
I can't. It's hard for me to wrap around the idea of like, that being cheap or that being affordable enough to me anyway.
Well, just, and even if it was in a situation where it was affordable enough, it makes me question the value of one and or both of the properties, you know?
Yeah.
Like, okay, you're trying to tie these two together. What's the catch here?
What's going on? What's wrong with it?
I'm going to make sure I get that damn inspection done.
Right. Do not waive the inspection on those two houses. That is not in your best interest. You got to know. Hey, stick around. Jeez. We've got a lot more coming up here on After Hours Radio. Of course, you can follow us all week long on social media. We have... what do we have? Oh, Facebook. We're on that. Facebook.com/AHRadioWI. Instagram is After Hours Radio WI. Twitter is at AHRadio WI. And, of course, you can follow all the action online anytime at DirtyChaiRadio.com. The best place.
Wow, he almost forgot.
I did not almost forget. It's a tongue twister, okay? There's a dirty chair. ADO.
After Hours Radio, alternatively entertaining.
Think about me one more time before you go. Someday you'll know. Someday you'll I've been feeling this way for far too long. And now you're gone. Took me away from all of my fears.
Nobody has to know nothing about us. I'm accompanied by the birds in the summer night. I'll drive you home before I can be your nighttime lover. Nobody has to know nothing about us. The pleasures I will make you discover, I'll make you feel like no one.
After Hours Radio, alternatively entertaining.
The thing about giving your heart away is hoping love will never die. Life unfolds in the strangest ways, and sometimes you just can't keep love alive. But I've tried, and I've tried, but I just can't drink you off my mind. Since you left me, things have been so heavy. Just cry, 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 cry. If you want to take the best of me, I won't stop you if you try. Why not take the rest? After just these crying eyes. And I've tried, and I've tried, but I just can't drink you off my mind. Since you left me, things have been so heavy. I just cry, cry, cry. I've tried, but I just can't drink you off my mind. Since you left me, things have been so heavy. I just cry, 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 cry. I just cry, 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 cry.
Don't forget to stalk us on Facebook and Twitter for exclusive content and information from the artists you love. After Hours Radio, your Sunday night just got better.
Wave. tapped in. Lately my life had a fast man, but it's ass plan. Fight for my life with the brass hands, and I still ball with a bad hand. Got an aerial point of view, but they'll never see the big picture through zoom lens. From the quicksand, make it push start, type of Benz coupe with the tent plan. I'm back on my bender rolls for the kicks. They quick to give them 2 cents. Put my circle tight like we glued hands, like I don't believe in new friends. Trail light, I know the ice thin. I drop the song, get a few wins. I crave the comfort in my own skin. Really, I just wanna feel the world spin. Cuff a check, watch me double that. I get it lit, I watch it bubble up. Remember opening for shows, never show, but I pulled through, I muscled up. Not a label one, fuck with us. I spin the paper, let them know what's up. I figured out we really on to something, cause the jealous niggas give a subtle love. Crazy, they hella shaky on that really, but that's fake. Shit, see through the shade, shit, they so unstable. Done waiting, I'm a wanderlust, I'm really going it all the way to places. Never thought I'd take it all off the phrase, but I can't get no sleep. Landing in the weeks, life is bittersweet. I can't really explain it, but it's everything I need. At least for now, I think that everything might be alright, okay, okay, yeah. I get replays, blue faces, how I decorated the loose page. Remember how I used to serve the plate, clean the food tray. Working 8 to 4 from Tuesday through the weekdays. Hustle evenings at the stoop off Highway 92 in Haywood. Always running just a few late, tucking a new game. Back to the crib and I color in new ways. Building a new blade, but the budget tied me down like shoestrings. Collected the loose change, those were the days that made me. She on my line like a beacon, she could've swore that I was cheating. Be honest, I was barely breathing. Chasing the life how I wanted it, knowing that you was all that I need. Puzzle that all of the pieces that fit like a glove. You sit it right in front of me, how I don't see it. Hit up the Brody defense, like thought that's a night, take it easy. Am I young or something, or am I reaching to be validated? Instead I get told from the parking space, why do it feel like I can have a vote full of ominous faces? The art I won't save us. I thought the ground was for the breaking. Look like it's all overrated. Yeah, like it's all overrated. Like it's all overrated to me. Like it's all overrated to me. I can't get no sleep, landing in the weeks. Life is bittersweet, I can't really explain it, but it's everything I need. At least for now, I think that everything might be alright, okay, okay, yeah. I can't get no sleep, landing in the weeks. Life is bittersweet, I can't really explain it, but it's everything I need. At least for now, I think.
And all that.
Broadcasting live in downtown Rice Lake, Wisconsin, you're logged on and listening to After Hours Radio.
Yeah.
After Hours Radio and Dirty Chai Radio. Name's Ryan Quinn. In the Dirty Chai studio with me, we've got Cordell, as per usual, I suppose. It's fair to say.
Hello. I liked that. That was kind of cool. That song.
Yeah, that was Book of Revelations. I don't know how to pronounce the band's name. P-S-U-C-H-E.
Sue?
Yes.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I feel like the P is silent.
Yeah, I would think so too.
Okay. Such. I don't know what language it's supposed to be, which makes it difficult.
That, I think that would be what would tell us how to pronounce that kind of.
I don't know much about this, but I find it completely fascinating, and I think maybe talking about it out loud with you here this evening, Cordell, might spur some sort of weird knowledge quest.
I feel like that's kind of, well, knowledge quest. It's a quest, all right. hit me with it. Let's see where this goes.
You know the department store Sears?
Okay.
You're familiar?
Yeah.
Yeah. When was the last time you went to a Sears?
I'm going to be honest with you. I think I've maybe been to a Sears like less than 5 times in my life, and I couldn't tell you that I remember any time.
Yeah, I don't. I know the last
like,
time.
Like, honestly, maybe even only like 1 time in my life.
The last time I went to Sears, I don't remember when it was, but I do know that I got paid to be there.
Mm.
So, last time I shopped at Sears, I don't know that I ever have.
Yeah. I personally have not.
Which is really kind of strange when you think about how storied Sears is from, like, the Sears catalogs. Like, they used to send out catalog homes.
Right.
I don't know if you still can get a Sears home delivered.
I have no idea.
The countryside and sometimes houses in towns are just, they're paint-by-number houses from Sears catalogs. I mean, not paint-by-number, that's, I'm being too cruel, too dismissive of what they were. I mean, they're still standing.
Right.
They're still standing.
Right.
But, and then they
had... Very simple, you literally just ordered out of a magazine. Rather basic, but still...
Very functional.
Yes.
And they were known for quality, and they were known for, you know, a wide range of different things. And now, we have a Sears hometown store in Rice Lake, but it's... It looks like a warehouse. It's like the size of a pole shed.
Yeah, it's kind of on then on Pioneer Avenue, kind of over by the
It's over by the college campus.
Yeah, kind of over by the over there,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and it's I don't know, they've got accessories. They've got things that you can do things with.
Appliances.
Yeah, they got some appliances, yard machines, and what have you.
Oh, nice. Kind of a little bit of everything.
Yeah, it's what you'd expect from a Sears.
Maybe I should go to that Sears and see if I need anything.
Yeah, but I don't... It's not... It's not anything what it seems like Sears was romanticized almost before for what it was.
What, were you expecting something more like IKEA?
Well, I mean, Sears was like the IKEA of the turn of the century, I suppose. But there's been a couple articles recently that recount the abysmal failure of what Sears was and what it is. Yeah. And that just...
Why has nobody ever talked about this before?
Well, it used to be such a huge thing.
I feel like as a kid, you heard about your parents going to Sears or whatever, you know, like, oh, we're going to go to Sears and get ourselves a new refrigerator or something. I don't know.
Yeah, Sears was like your go-to for all your home needs.
And then I feel like Sears just kind of got deleted from conversations. Like, you never heard
exactly
about
what
it
happened.
Again.
And that's what
now
these...
I'm hearing that it was just a failure and that... Why didn't nobody ever talk about this?
Well, they are now. And I keep seeing articles popping up about what went wrong with Sears. It's like you're 50 years too late. Like, they've been on the downswing since, you know, all of my lifetime.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, they're like a bigger, slower dying Kmart.
Oh, God.
But they started as... IKEA, you know, and you could get anything and build it and assemble it. And I don't know, maybe it was the lack of identity, right? Like, you don't hear people talking about Sears. Yeah, I went to Sears and needed a refrigerator. Right. I got a lawnmower. Where'd you get it? Sears. I ordered it out of the Sears catalog. Mm-hmm. No, nobody says that. But like, you find old Sears catalogs and everybody, collectors go crazy about them.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't get what happened. But all of these articles make me want to know.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to go searching.
I want a Sears documentary. I want somebody to make a documentary about the downfall of Sears.
We got a documentary about the last Blockbuster.
Yeah,
can we get one about Sears, please?
Yes, please. And maybe we can help Sears rebound. I don't know. I don't know anything about their business practices. Maybe they need to die.
I want one about Shopko, too.
There's a Midwestern one for you. Yeah.
Only because it was my first job.
Well, you know, that's fair.
It's funny, I called it a year before it happened.
Well, if you had been to Shopko any time after
2008?
When did you work there? Well, when did it close here in Rice Lake?
Closed here in Rice Lake like last year.
No.
Or the year before that.
It was
2019, I think.
Was it open that long? I thought it must have been like 2017, 2016 that it closed.
No, because it was still opened in 2018. Wait, 2018 when I lived in Madison.
Oh. So, it wasn't.
So, late 2018 maybe?
Huh. Seems like it was gone longer. Maybe that's just because I hadn't been in a Shopko since 2005.
That might. Let's see.
Was that your favorite box store?
I bet it closed in 2018, actually, because I think I lived in Madison in 2017.
You know what store I never really got to experience the glory of?
What?
Benjamin Franklin. I don't even know what that was, but I know they used to be in every small town. Every
I honestly
town.
Don't know if I've heard of the...
You've never heard of a Benjamin Franklin?
Nah, dog. Sorry.
See? See what I mean? It's gone. It's gone. You didn't even know.
Sometimes I feel like I lived under a rock. I don't know how.
I've crawled under a rock or two. Get some shade, cool off.
Right.
Yeah. I'll spend time under rocks, I suppose. Why not? It's better than a dumpster, right?
Yeah.
Well, dumpster's got a lid. If the rock's big enough, well, no. Then you're going to get crushed. Gotta have a bunch of little rocks to crawl under. Or a big rock that's like slanted and like oddly shaped and creates like a cave.
Yeah.
We digress. How did we get here from Sears?
I have no idea.
Well, this is what happened to Sears under a rock. The drama. Hallman on After Hours Radio from Dirty Try Radio.
Hours Radio, alternatively entertaining.
Yeah. I haven't seen you in a while. I never thought you'd be so wild. Things are moving way too fast. Why don't we slow down? Yeah, moving just like we used to. Baby, it's time to let loose now. Step back, deep breaths now, before things get out of control. I hope you really like me. I want it to be you and me. I wanna give it all to you. I can show you if you stick around, yeah. All I need is one night to change your mind. Change our lives, yeah. We could be the greatest if you just give us a chance, yeah. You always been on my mind ever since I left your side. Yeah, I regret it oh so much. I hope you forgive me, yeah. Don't even care what they're saying. We got this bond, so let's face it. Looking different now, so maybe this time things will work. I hope you really like me. I want it to be you and me. I wanna give it all to you. I can show you if you stick around, yeah. All I need is one night to change your mind. Wait until the morning before you get out of here, yeah. Baby, we need more time, yeah. More time to change our lives, yeah. We could be the greatest if you just give us a chance, yeah. Can we just fight in one time? Can we just fight it one time, one time? Can we just fight it one time, yeah, and have a good life? Can we just fight it one time, one time? Can we just fight it one time, one time? Can we just fight it one time, yeah, and have a good life? Really like me. I want it to be you and me. I wanna give it all to you. I can show you if you stick around, yeah. All I need is one night to change your mind. Wait until the morning before you get out of here, yeah. Baby, we need more time, yeah. More time to change our lives, yeah. We could be the greatest if you just give us a chance, yeah. Can we just stop fighting one time, one time? Can we just stop fighting one time, one time? Can we just stop fighting one time, one time? Yeah, and have a good life. Can we just stop fighting one time, one time? Can we just stop fighting one time, one time? Can we just stop fighting one time, one time? Yeah, and have a good life.
Keeping your music taste out of Sucker Creek since 2011, After Hours Radio, alternatively entertaining.
After Hours Radio, Dirty Chai Radio. Name's Ryan Quinn. With me in the Dirty Chai studio, of course, we've got Cordell. Happy Sunday to you.
Happy Sunday to you, too. We're almost to the best hour.
The long burning 10 o'clock hour just around the corner. If you're with us live on DirtyChaiRadio.com on a Sunday night, you won't miss a thing. And, of course, YouTube stream is up and going as well. Don't forget you can check out the podcast anytime after the show. That's available on all major streaming services. And, of course, you can follow the show on all major social media platforms. Not all of them, but the three that matter. Is that true anymore? I guess I'm out of touch.
I don't know.
But Facebook After Hours, Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. We're on those places. Cordell.
Yes.
It is wedding season.
Okay.
My brother just went to a wedding.
Oh.
But he's not the only one, and you know, a lot of people didn't get married last year.
Mm-hmm.
So, probably
a lot of extra weddings this year.
Right. So we're probably in for quite a busy wedding season here.
Yeah. I know I am. I got invited to one this year.
I was, I don't think formally invited to, I mean, I was invited to one, but I couldn't attend it. And so far that was the only one.
Busy wedding season.
Yes. But here was a wedding that happened, and perhaps we might see more of this. This happened in Ohio. Two men walked into a wedding reception to which they weren't invited.
Wedding crashers.
There we go. They left with black eyes, cuts, bruises, and a free trip to jail.
Whoops.
So it didn't go as well as they had hoped.
No. Who was who was the security man?
Well, see, things get a little complicated, I suppose.
Oh.
Because they tried to steal the beer.
Yeah.
Local reports indicate
that it was a gutsy move, but it was a dumb one.
It happened on June 19th. After one couple tied the knot through their after party, they did it at the fairgrounds, and then a 22 and a 29-year-old named William and Justin, respectively, snuck onto the property and into the reception and tried sneaking out with just a case of beer. Mm. So they didn't go for like a huge keg or something, just a case of beer. How do you know you're from Wisconsin? Just a case of beer. Unfortunately for them, though, the groom noticed the theft going on and confronted them.
No.
Hey, I don't know you. You're stealing the beer. Why? Yeah. Who are you?
Trying to take my beer?
And that's when the thieves tried to make their major mistake and began assaulting the groom at his own party. Rule number one of wedding crashing: do not punch the groom. Don't assault the groom. Don't assault anybody. Really, if you're gonna crash a wedding, it's best to go unnoticed. If you're gonna steal beer, even if it's just a case, it's best to go unnoticed.
No kidding.
Yeah, but these guys, no. And so, needless to say, other guests took notice, and descended upon the interlopers.
My goodness.
Right, so it didn't end well for the thieves. And according to their mugshots, the two got pretty roughed up.
Good, they deserve it.
Especially Justin, the left eye swollen shut.
Ooh.
So, there's that. The two men were taken to the county jail, charged with disorderly conduct, trespassing, and theft for their efforts. So, that went extremely well for them. And let me tell you,
a free case of beer, huh?
Let me tell you, I don't know how to show our viewers the mugshot, but fox8.com/news-wedding-crashers-groom-punched-at-wedding-reception-guest-joined-in-to-stop-suspected-beer-3-thieves if you go to that link, you can see their mugshots, and they're pretty good. They're William does not look pleased, and Justin doesn't look like he can have much of an original expression. His expression is just made up by the swelling. So.
Well, William probably just wanted to go to the liquor store, and Justin was probably right. Like, dude, there's a wedding right there. Let's just steal a case of beer. And he's like, and William probably tried to talk him out of it, but.
William has only been able to drink beer legally for a year. That's why he's disappointed. He's like, a year into beer drinking legally, and this is what I get from my efforts.
Right.
He wanted to go to the liquor store and buy a case. This
damn it,
guy.
Justin.
Yeah. Yeah. So. That's there's a pro tip in there somewhere. don't steal beer, don't crash weddings. Is that what we take away from this?
I mean, I was just gonna take away don't be an asshole.
You know,
we were talking about that earlier.
Yeah, that, we keep coming back to that.
God, just don't, come on, people.
Just don't be an asshole.
Have we not learned?
Right.
No, we have not.
Obviously, we're still crashing weddings and stealing beer. Even if it's just a case, man, they're going to notice. Don't do that. Don't do that. You may have been able to get away with it at home, but you can't do that here.
Mm-mm.
No? You never stole alcohol?
No.
My parents didn't keep alcohol in the house.
Yeah, see, my parents didn't really drink that much. So, like, if they had alcohol in the house, it, like, wasn't much and it didn't last for very long, so...
I never stole alcohol.
Me neither.
Did I drink stolen alcohol? It may Probably. Have happened. It may have happened. But I never stole alcohol.
Mm-mm.
And I never will. I can't. Can't think of a reason to, really.
No.
Just a thought, Cordell. You don't ever think about things? Like, would I steal alcohol? No, as it turns out, I wouldn't. I've considered it, and it's not something I'm willing to do.
No, I was agreeing with you. I was saying no.
Oh.
I wouldn't either.
No. That's good, Cordell. Don't steal beer. Or any alcohol, for that matter, really. Just don't do it.
Fine.
Don't steal.
I won't.
You know what it comes down to, Cordell?
What?
Don't be an asshole.
Exactly.
How many times do we have to say it on the show?
I don't know.
One more time wouldn't hurt, would it? Do you want to do it this time?
Sure.
All right, on the count of three. One, two, three.
Don't be an asshole.
That worked out pretty well. Follow us on social media for more tips like don't be an asshole.
Yeah.
Welcome to the long-burning 10 o'clock hour.
And all that.
Broadcasting live in downtown Rice Lake, Wisconsin, you're logged on and listening to After Hours Radio.